views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Today, the 9th of March, 2020. And, of course, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm. I mean, Sue's at the helm. Why can I say that?
It's okay. Good morning. No, hey, we're just interchangeable.
No, you're not. I'm just used to saying on Mondays, Ashley, but, you know, and today was a toughie. And I will get to that afterwards. But here's Linda Bott.
Well, good morning, everybody.
The beautiful, the wild and crazy Linda Bott.
Well, you know, sometimes when you have to step up to the plate, you still can deliver the goods. Okay, slight chance of showers and partly sunny today with our highs of 64, overnight lows of 41 tonight. Tuesday calls for a sunny day with a high of around 75. Tuesday night will be our overnight lows about 45. Wednesday calls for a high of 76 and overnight lows of 44, and Thursday calls for a high of 79, so it looks like we have kind of clear skies besides what we're experiencing today. Mostly clear on Thursday night with overnight lows of 44, and as we look through the weekend now, we have for next weekend, chance of rain through Saturday and Sunday. But as the week progresses, like I said, lower temperatures, but clearer skies, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, senior veteran discounts. It's a veteran-owned business, family-owned business, and they are really magnificent in all that they do in the community. 365-3793. Now, do you want to do a recap of the weekend? You taught concealed weapon on
Sunday.
You know what?
We had, overall, along, we've had good classes before, and we say that. You know, gosh, this is the best class so far. But the class that Ted and I had for just the beginning CCW, just got to, you know, this is they get their permits for the first time. These people took the, you know, when they took the class Saturday, Ted works with people on stance, grip, and all this. Well, these, you know, so you have to qualify with a minimum of 16 out of 20 shots into a specific area in the target. And it's not, you know, like wide open. It's not. It's tight. And every one of the people qualified in the first 20 minutes, the first time they shot.
Wonderful.
So the rest of the day was we were doing drills. So it was great. And that, of course, was right after the National Wild Turkey Federation dinner the night before.
And how did that go?
Really good. I mean, they're raising money for the habitat for turkeys around here, though God knows, I think we got enough habitat because we are up to our butt in turkeys here in town. When you get out a little bit further from town, things are different. But
well, I want to do a shout out.
But a lot of people came in there. We almost got a toy Australian shepherd.
Oh boy!
That night,
thank God we didn't.
I mean, it was in my hands. And,
no,
but they went crazy on the bidding, and I kind of like backed off.
Yeah, yeah. Because you said you would never be forgiven if you came home with a dog we didn't
slay
together.
Yeah. Well, that was the main reason. That was the main reason because I can imagine Linda, and if you came home, when you came home that evening, if there'd been a puppy in the bed with us.
Yeah, I think we've learned through being together for 13 years that, you know, spring surprises like that. Just say, hey, okay, so I want to talk a little bit and do some shout outs and thank yous. Once again, you know, they had the Redding Rancheria Community Fund event on Saturday night, and the theme was glow. And I think maybe only one time that we attended this event that we maybe never went in a costume, but every year when they theme it, we usually do a costume. And of course, my friend Karen Bosman, who owns Chameleon Costumes, always does this wonderful, goes all out. I mean, really goes all out for a month, for 2 months. And so this time we decided to have it be all girls. And all the girls, it was a ladies-only night, this first time we've done that. We got a room at the hotel, got ready at the hotel. We started at 3 o'clock. We decided that we were going to get these big, fat, curly wigs and put lights in it because everything glow was really about an illuminating night, so whatever you wore. So we had, you know, the lights and the glasses. We had the lights and the hair. We had the lights. And every single one of those women were business owners that we've either had on the air.
Successful business
owners. Yeah, and they've either owned a business. They've been on the air with us. They, you know, they all have. And so they're friends through the years. So everybody was so game. I didn't know if some of them were going to be game. So there were seven plus me. And so the doors opened at 6, and we didn't realize that you have to – sometimes when you go into the event center, you go down the alley, you know, coming that way. But this time we came through the casino, and by that time it was like 6:15, maybe 6:20. And so we ended up – they let us through the main door that goes into the casino. And we just had a good time. Now, we didn't have – believe it or not, just flew by. By the time we had to be in our seats – and we were waiting in line for a cocktail. By the time we sat down, boom, the event started. So I wanted to do a congratulations. They gave $10,000 to the Builders Exchange program, mm-hmm. which I thought was great, plus a multitude of other organizations, hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, they've given out $93,000, I think, just on this one. This is the second one they've done this year.
And Michael Burke, you rapped a great song. He came out as Darth Vader, and he was a masked singer, and he performed something. I would, because there I was on the floor taking pictures, as Michael Burke does. And then the next thing you know, he's up on stage after he takes his mask off after the mask. There were three people. One was a Christmas tree, and that was Jack Potter. And each one of those people raised funds for an organization. So that would have been, of course, One Safe Place from Camp Hope
Camp Hope.
And anyway, so it was just a really fun night.
The thing that I thought was funny, because
we saw pictures.
Besides, the pictures, we'll put them on. We've got them on Facebook. We'll put them over on Free Fire Radio. Because nobody knew who you all were. And two, you know, y'all were brought up on the stage, you know, as part of the costume thing. Because, you know, because you had the, you know, best costumes brought on the stage. It wasn't until they announced it was KCNR that anybody all of a sudden recognized.
No, but you know, you didn't understand when we go up, we say, hey, we're KCNR.
Yeah.
I came up and said, we're Snow and the Showgirls. We never said KCNR.
Right. But
so people afterwards, when it was posted, like you said, people were like, I had no idea because we went and had a good time. We sponsored the event. We were always about this event. It's such a really great thing. And of course, you know, we do support the tribe and all that they do, but. And then I wanted to share because it's interesting because the Redding Rancheria has several businesses underneath the rancheria they manage. One is the casino, but they also have the gas station, the mini mart, which really does very well. They have the hotel.
Well, but they also are doing the medical part. They've got three clinics out that see, gosh, I think it's like 8,000 people. A year. I mean, that come through there on Medi-Cal. I mean, they have a lot of different things they're doing. Anyway, we always have a good time, and I was getting ready to get up the next morning extremely early, and here comes Snow through the door because we moved it.
I didn't
realize
that.
Moved the clocks forward, so you came home at a reasonable time.
I came home at 12:30.
I
was dropped off at 12:30, and I walked in. I went. What happened to that? It was 1:30, which is just, you know, by that time I'm melting. Well, let me tell you what's great after you have a night like that. And it was just fun. And we danced and it was a great night. Coming home and responsible drivers that never drank for the night. And, we got dropped off was to crawl into my favorite sleep number bed. And, you know, you can change your settings around, your individual settings. So my sleep number setting after a night of being in Platform Hills and dancing all night was 35.
Yes, it was. And my sleep number setting, because it usually is was right at 65. And you know what? That if you, you know, the next sleep is so important, why not pick a system? And it is a sleep system that gives you the best night's sleep. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, it senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. Discover smart, effortless comfort with the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. It's not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Come in now to the Sleep Number store and save $600 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds for a limited time only at a Sleep Number store. It's in the Target Shopping Center. It's over there by the Vitamin Shop. Go on in. Lay down on a bed. See what it's like. Many of our friends have gone in and bought it. Many of the people listening to our show have gone in and bought it, which is like the fifth year we've been doing Sleep Number. 7:15 in the morning. It's the 9th of March. We're going to come back. We're going to discuss the stock market and what's happening with that. And then at 7:30, we got the grand jury coming in. Yeah, it's that time of the year again if you're thinking about doing something for our community. And 8 o'clock, Shasta
and
College.
Israel's doing something interesting that we want to talk about that headline.
Yeah, and of course, the coronavirus. It is... it's here. It's visiting us, but it's interesting to see what people in Shasta County are saying about the coronavirus. We'll be right back after these messages.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
By midweek, who's ready for some cheaper than therapy, therapy and laughter? We have the perfect remedy. Meet up with friends for drinks and a healthy dose of stand-up comedy at Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Overtime. Each week, we host a variety of comedians with many talents in a cool, intimate setting. Don't miss Comedy Night. Wednesdays at 8 p.m., no cover charge. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Check out the lineup at windriver.com. Comedy is better at the river.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Our casino relocation project will stimulate new housing and improve existing housing. Job growth from our project will provide the income necessary for families to purchase homes in the local community. Developers will meet the local housing demand by increasing the supply of new homes. In fact, Palomar Homes recently announced plans for 2,000 new homes in Reading. Our project, it is part of the solution, and it will fill these new homes. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about? I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off my leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show here on Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, 96.5 FM, proudly serving your North State. Thanks for joining us live on this Monday edition and 1460 AM for all of you local and loyal AM listeners. I love the fact that sometimes people love AM, stay with AM, and we started on AM for 10 years. So happy to have you be loyal with us. Last year we went through a lot of bumps and wonderful things to just what it is to just grow and extend us out into 96.5 FM. So thanks for joining us as we celebrate 10 years on the radio.
Yeah, we are. And one of the reasons we are is because we have Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of our partners in our madness here. Shasta Regional Medical Center, tomorrow, Casey Fatch, CEO of the Shasta Regional Medical Center will be on, and we're going to address the coronavirus and what hospitals are doing and how you can protect yourself, even though that we know that if you just wash your hands and cover your mouth, and if you get sick or somebody's sick, they should stay at home. But you do that with the flu or anything else. But Shasta Regional Medical Center, a proud supporter of Downtown Reading, sponsoring many downtown-focused events and encouraging our community to shop local, stay local. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. Okay, you've got some headlines here.
Well, you know, there's several headlines, but the one that I really that caught my eye. But anyway, we're going to talk about the marketing,
stock market suspended
marketing
trading this morning. It may have done it again.
10-year treasury below 0.4%, entire yield curve inside 1%. Anxiety grips companies across the world.
Well, but they dropped it this market this morning. They stopped it because it has trip wires on it, and when it drops a certain percentage, it just suspends trading, you know, for a period of time before it starts again. And this one was based on the fact that OPEC met yesterday, the day before, and they wanted to keep the prices up because they've been falling, and Saudi Arabia left and immediately dropped the price for oil in a battle with Russia. And that, the oil stocks plunged, and then you add on top of that the coronavirus, which is definitely going to have impact on the supply chain. That's coming because the factories are shutting down.
What's happening in the middle of all this is, as a presidential election nears, as all of the people in rallies and so on and so forth, and so they're talking about that it could be a perfect political storm, whatever that means. Congress is considering emergency shutdown. Hundreds in D.C. urged to stay home. They're saying Seattle is out of their minds. The era of social distancing begins. Inside administration debate raged over what to tell public. Federal agencies prep for disruptions. Here's what I thought was very interesting, and it's a headline that I find most interesting. In Tel Aviv, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu plans to deploy the military and an army of teenagers to help fight the coronavirus. He's also weighing putting parts of the U.S. on a travel blacklist. Young people in the army will be mobilized to disinfect public spaces such as railway and bus stations with bleach. Netanyahu is putting them on the front line after concluding the pandemic is not affecting children or young people. He also intends to use the Air Force to ensure Israel has essential supplies such as medicines and raw materials for medicines, according to a statement from his office last Saturday.
Well, you know, and also if one thing is the coronavirus is kind of putting, having temporary allegiances or alliances starting here with the Trump administration and some of the states, because there is, this is bigger than just having your little Democratic or Republican spats. So they're working to get all the testing kits out. We've had a couple of deaths from, we've had more than a couple of deaths from the coronavirus. We're seeing it in more and more states. You know, the bottom line is that, if somebody has it and they have, and they've identified that, they quarantine them, but then if, excuse me, if that, but they've already been in contact with people. They found a flight attendant that's got it. So you're inside the plane. They arrested a woman who was coughing, on flight attendant. She come up and cough on them. Oh, I mean, what kind of crazy, you know, when it gets to get crazy out there. And, but here's my favorite thing was the, people, they asked the people of right here in Shasta County, what do you think about the coronavirus? And to a person, they were not too excited about it. They just said, well, you know what? We've got a great healthcare system in the United States. It's like anything else when you catch the flu. If you're elderly or very young, it can have more of a, you know, it can have more of an impact on you. But they're not scared. You know, we're taking precautions. And I think, you know, that's Shasta County. You know, we're not going to panic over something like this. You take the precautions. Like I said, tomorrow, Casey Fatch is coming in from Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll talk, about, you know, the coronavirus, what the hospital is doing. He said it when it first came out the last time he was on. And we mentioned it, but it had not reached the proportions that it had, that it has now. But again, it goes back to the three things that lady from the Center for Disease Control said: wash your hands, cover your mouth when you cough, and stay home if you're sick. I mean, that's it. But yet, there's a run on water. Now, explain to me why people are buying thousands, millions of cases of water.
And toilet paper.
And toilet paper. I mean, excuse me, but water? I mean, you think you're going to get the coronavirus from water? I mean, if you turn your water on in the sink, you're not going to get the coronavirus from that. I don't understand that.
Well, some people are, you know, again, like they're feeling if they have to be restricted to where they can go.
The water's still on.
Yeah, but some people don't drink from the faucet.
Oh, well, you
because
know what?
Some water is contaminated.
No, well, you know what? No, not that. Now that right there is absolutely the only place that water's contaminated was Flint, Michigan, and they've addressed that. The water in California's good. So I mean, to me, that's panic buying. And then you buy all the toilet. There are fist fights in stores over toilet paper.
It's true.
Come on. It's
one of the headlines. Yep. shoppers throw punches over toilet paper. Okay. Woman sparks panic on plane by deliberately coughing on crew.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That's what we were talking about.
NASA employee infected. They have parts of Italy. It was restricted quarters of population.
Now, Italy is restricting most of their people. We know people that went over there to visit their daughter. They may not get back for 30 days because the coronavirus, that was one of the epicenters, was in Milan. And they've got a lot of cases in Italy. And I've got two things I want to mention here is the border. Our border, which people want to seem to have open as much as possible if you're on one party, or when, not one entire party, but a lot of people are saying, oh, we should have open borders. Well, this is one of the reasons you need to be able to control your borders. Hey, something like this, a pandemic. And the second thing I want to talk about is Chuck Schumer, even though he's tried to walk it back, his attacks on the justices of the Supreme Court. What a thug he is. To call out two justices by name and say, if you don't vote the way we want you to, you're going to have a whirlwind. You're going to be taken down. What exactly does that mean? Even the American Bar Association said this was wrong. You should not have said that. So he said, well, you know, I'm from Brooklyn, and we, you know, we're a little expressive. Well, gosh, you know what? If a senator, if Mitchell had said that, or McConnell had said that, every media source would have been after them. Anyway, that last thing you had now is that you can trust that the cruise ships are taking it.
Taking a big hit.
Taking a big hit. My daughter just canceled her trip. They were going on a Cabo trip. They got the ship canceled, not canceled, but gave them a voucher for a later time. But right now, the cruise ships, it's been said that by the various health organizations, don't travel by ship. Corona Pirate, the Grand Princess docks today, and they've got coronavirus aboard. No tennis at Indian Wells, where it's going to be a big tennis tournament. We saw that yesterday from a guy that lives down there, Dale Grabeau. So, anyway, 7:30 in the morning, just remember, don't panic about this thing. Yeah, it's out there. But do those three things. Cover your mouth when you cough. Use hand sanitizer or wash your hands. The best is to wash your hands, but if you can't wash your hands, use hand sanitizer. And stay at home if you're sick. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Home Helpers, right? Home Helpers. If your loved one needs some extra help at home, go to Home Helpers. They've been best in the North State, probably 15 of 16 years, and they can come there. They have amazing caregivers. They can be, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day a week, 7 days a week. Call Sharon Clark at 226-8350. She'll do a complimentary in-home consultation, and she'll come up with a plan that works for you. ReadyandHomeHelpers.com. Learn more there. Okay, and I think you just saw a school district.
Elk Grove. School district, 64,000 students. Tell them to stay home because there's been a case.
In the schools?
Yep.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back with the grand jury. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, 7:32 in the morning. We'll be right back.
To see the evil and the good without hiding, you must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong, was I unwise to leave them open for so long?
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, 43 degrees today. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this segment. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Great people down there, great selections of jewelry, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. Hey, I'm here with Hal Paquin, Hal Paquin and Diana Sturgis, and it's that time of the year again, so we're talking grand jury. So, who wants to start? Diane does.
Well, I just love the grand jury. I've been involved since 2011, and I just love it because you get to meet all the leaders in town, and I'm one of those people that need to shake hands with and meet the leaders and get to talk to them. I don't want to just talk to my neighbor. I want to find out what's really going on. And but my husband loved me being on the grand jury because you have to be confidential, and he liked it because I couldn't tell him what I was looking into and investigating. But I just loved it because we got to meet lots of great people in town and the leaders and hear from the people, the leaders themselves, meet them and hear their heart because we're looking to make Reading and the whole area a great area, a great city. So that's what I really liked about the grand jury. And I'm an educator and ran schools and taught through college age, so I just like learning too. And so that's pretty much my favorite thing about the grand jury.
And Hal?
Well, I'm serving on the current grand jury on the 2019-2020. And, of course, everything that we do is confidential, so we cannot tell you about anything specific that the jury is up to. But one of the things that I'm here to do today, along with Diane, is to get the word out that the jury is only impaneled for 1 year. And it is only made up of volunteers. Shasta County does not do like other counties where you get called and told you're going to do a year. And so we're trying to promote the fact that the grand jury is a great learning experience. If you want to know anything about local agencies, city or county government, the administration of the schools, and the like, the grand jury has great authority granted by the Superior Court to literally investigate anything that the grand jury either receives as a complaint or simply a member says this is something of interest to us.
Now, I understand that in the past you've had some friends that have served on the grand jury, and, of course, while they're in the middle of investigations, they can't talk about it. But afterwards, of course, it's posted and everybody can find out what you've investigated. But you break out into groups, and so maybe there's – how does that work? Can somebody explain that? And how many do serve on the grand jury?
Well,
the one time there's 19, and then we have different groups or committees. One just looks at the county, and one looks at different areas. You can name some of the areas.
Well, I'll give you an example. Let's suppose that you wanted to investigate the dog catcher. And so you would receive a complaint on the dog catcher. So this goes to the jury in total of 19 people called the plenary. And a decision is made by a supermajority vote of 12 of the 19 to investigate the dog catcher. So an ad hoc committee, the dog catcher committee, would pull together, and they would, separate from the grand jury, but still within the one body of the grand jury, investigate everything about the dog catcher that they possibly could. And then you come up with findings, you triangulate that data so that you ensure that it's factual, and you come up with a recommendation, say the dog catcher needs a new cat, whatever it is. That committee then returns to the plenary approves it, and a report is issued. Now, once we get off the grand jury after you've served your year, for the rest of your life, you're still under secrecy. You cannot state anything that went into the investigation. The only thing you can discuss is what came out of the report itself.
Right, what came out of the report. Okay, so are you basically, do you have people helping you as the grand jury?
It is a journey.
The journey of the grand jury. Yeah. Like, for instance, it almost sounds like you guys are being detectives. There's a lot of detective work.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, do you have somebody helping you, or do you literally, being a juror, have to go find out, okay, we need to go through the records. Can you knock on doors? Can you interview people?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But commonly, we won't knock on a door. No. We won't show up unexpected. If we're investigating something, we go ahead and we contact the primaries, and we request them coming into an interview, and then we admonish them. We have a formal admonishment that places them under secrecy as well, stating that they are not allowed to discuss what we have discussed as the grand jury. Many committees get formed. Some of them are carryovers. There's one continuity committee that looks to ensure that what was done in a previous grand jury doesn't get lost, though every jury has to perform its own inspection. But when you were talking about support, no, we do, all the 19 members, we do it all ourselves. We don't have any investigators or police officers working with us. But the great amount of support comes from the Shasta County Grand Jury Association. This is made up of members that have served on the jury previously and now provide support to the current jury. And so when you come in as the grand jury, everything from the previous grand jury has been eliminated, literally vanished. And so the Grand Jury Association provides an extraordinary amount of training on report writing, on investigations, on the previous reports. They make sure that you're introduced to the district attorney, to the sheriff, to the police chiefs of the various commissions. And once you spend that first 2 months, you feel like you're never going to learn it all. And then they turn you loose in the world to go out and start your investigations. It's been, for me, a tremendous learning experience. I wonder how many people really know what a LAFCO is. I know certainly I did not when I came on. But now, having looked at, as the grand jury, at the various agencies that are under their water districts, school districts and the like, it's amazing how complex the government system is. It's amazing that it functions as well as it does, considering how complex that it is.
Now, how does a person become a member of the grand jury?
You apply. We have applications online that you can get at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org, our website. You can look at old reports we've written to say what we've done before and what we found. We're going to have some dates coming up, March 25th and 30th, where you can come to City Hall between 3 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon and hear presentations by the Grand Jury Association and present members and ask questions. We want to answer every question we can. We just can't tell you about an ongoing investigation.
Right. This is one of the questions that comes up every time from our chat room here, and I would have asked it if our listener had. What time commitment is required for the grand jury?
Well, I'm putting in about 20 to 30 hours a week, but I serve on four committees, and I'm what is called the IT liaison. I help to ensure that all the computers are working between Shasta County IT and the grand jury chambers. Literally, when you come on board of the grand jury, you can work as little as you want to or as much as you want to. And we have some members that basically serve on the plenary and provide support to the committees. And we've got some other real go-getters that seem to be on every committee and involved in every report. So it depends on your own personal commitment to the grand jury. On an average, though, to answer you straight up, Carl, you should commit to 20 hours a week because you'll be attending investigations and tours and site inspections and the like. And whereas it's all very exciting and a huge learning experience, it is a bit of a commitment. Many counties recommend that if you're working full-time, you probably don't have the time to be on the grand jury.
But this is a good thing maybe for students or that are of age. Or
absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely.
People who are now empty nesters.
Yes,
This could be a good
retired
time.
We have a lot of retired people, or yeah. I even had people that had ran their own businesses, so they could make their own time. Also, you can, if you come on the grand jury, but you had a vacation planned, we don't make you give up your vacation. You just let everybody know up front you're not going to be available during that time.
So let's talk about citizenship. With being on the grand jury, so do you have to be a California citizen? Can you, like, if you've just moved here? I mean, I was just thinking about people are moving out of California, people are moving in. How does one go about doing that?
You have to be a resident in the county for a year. And otherwise, we're hoping you're bringing life experience that's going to help us with our investigations.
Okay. Now, so one more time. How they get a hold of the grand jury?
They can go on our website, ShastaCountyGrandJury.org, and get whatever they need there. And on that same site on the computer, you can read an example. But, in this day of fake news, what I want to say about the grand jury is when we say it's a fact, we have to triangulate, which means find three separate sources that agree that that's true. And a lot of your work is just to make sure what you're saying is true. But I also like the part where the agencies like us because in the end, we have to come up with a solution for them, not just say it's wrong, but say, and we believe this will help. So I had a state auditor that worked with me, and everybody doesn't like you following the money, but we are the arm that checks out that taxpayer money is used correctly. But my state auditor was so excited when she got a 3-inch financial statement. She'd go home and she'd bring it back, and I found the problem. But to have that kind of help is absolutely amazing. But those are the quality people you have working with you.
And this is a time, if you've got the time for this, about 20 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
This is a time to find out what's going on in our community and make a difference here. People will write in with questions that they want you to take a look at. They go through the questions and go, okay, these are ones that we want to be involved in. You can't have a dog in the fight on it. In other words, this whatever you're investigating cannot affect you specifically, I think, for like business or something like that. But here's your chance. It starts, we're signing up people through March what?
The final day to apply is April the 10th.
April the 10th, okay.
So we want people to know that they can come to City Hall on March 25th or the 30th if you like to be in a forum situation. And anyway, there's just a lot of good people. You know who you are. You like to talk to the top dog and find out what's going on. You're sort of a nubby nose that you need to know for sure what's happening.
Yeah.
Well, those are the kind of people that we want on the grand jury that are really interested in what's going on and want to make a difference.
Okay. We've been here with Diana Sturgis and Hal Paquin, and they're finding people that want to be on the grand jury. And we've got till April, and we'll be talking more about this during the month. So we're going to take a quick break, 7:48 in the morning here, 43 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
By midweek, who's ready for some cheaper than therapy, therapy and laughter? We have the perfect remedy. Meet up with friends for drinks and a healthy dose of stand-up comedy at Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Overtime. Each week, we host a variety of comedians with many talents in a cool, intimate setting. Don't miss Comedy Night. Wednesdays at 8 p.m., no cover charge. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Check out the lineup at windriver.com. Comedy is better at the river.
So what's scorecard scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment, despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check it at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM here on the 9th of March. Monday, 7:52 in the morning, and it's 43 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Quality workmanship, guarantees his work, wants to keep your family safe. A veteran-owned business, Jeff Wurst, has been doing this for over 25 years. Don't fool around with your family's safety. Get it repaired the proper way, and that's the Crackmaster way. Chips. Less than a diamond size up to cracks over 2.5 feet in length. He guarantees his work for life. Crackmaster, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. So.
Well, honey, here's something that you would appreciate. I love this. Sue is at the helm, and, you know, we did, our Bob and Brenda Belongi and a couple of the other people in Reading in the last 2 years moved around the Coos Bay area. Well, there's been, we heard that this morning that there were 3 earthquakes, but according to updates, there's been 10 earthquakes off of the coast. Now, that there's been not any damage on the coastal line as of yet, and or anything on the lane, but or anything on the land. But you know, we talk about national days, and I think it's so funny. Now, how does one create that day becomes their day? So it used to be just one thing. Now we've got 5 things. So today is Get Over It Day. There are 4 things. We have Barbie Day. which I don't know if you ever get over your Barbie. I don't think we ever get over our Barbies. One is Barbie Day, then we have Crab Meat Day, Get Over It Day, Meatball Day, and this is perfect for you because you get full permission, Carl, Napping Day.
Napping Day. I need to, yeah, good. I need to nap. Already I need a nap. But, you know, here's, oh, you know what my favorite day is?
What?
Your Get Over It Day.
Get Over It Day.
Because can I say that to you today? Can I can say, hey, it's national, get over
no,
it.
No, only my mother can say that to me.
It's true. I can't say that.
My mom says, get over it. You'll
say,
get over it.
You'll get over it. And I tried it. And she goes, what did you say?
I go, what? Anyway.
Cruise ships heading for Georgia. 3,500 passengers heading to Georgia for testing. They rerouted them into Georgia.
Oh, see, this is...
This is just... See, but you've got to address the virus. You don't want it to spread, but you can't panic over it. And unfortunately, in this day of 24-hour-a-day news, they've got to fill it up with things. Again, you know, here's the way we handled it here at... KCNR, at Free Fire Radio in our studios. What we do is we do fist bumps or we do elbow rubs.
I already had a fist bump this morning.
And then we also have our hand sanitizer out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we urge people to keep their hands clean and keep them away from their face. That's it. Okay. Moving on from there, the election. We've got another big night ahead tomorrow for Bernie and Joe. Why do the Democrats want to keep Tulsi Gabbard off the stage? Why do they want to do that? She's the only woman left running. She has a delegate, and that used to be enough. Hey, if you had one delegate, that's enough to be on the stage. Everybody else has dropped out except Joe and Bernie. So why can't they have Tulsi on there? Is it just because they don't like women or what? Big questions going on there. Of course, the other part is, does Bernie have the killer instinct to take Joe out? He doesn't like, believe it or not, Bernie Sanders does not like confrontations, individual confrontations. He has no problem taking on the government, big business, and anything else socialists like to do. But as far as turning on Joe and really going after him about his things that he has said, about in the past, he bragged about working with segregationists. About getting things through. He said, I'll work with them, which is, you know, in this day of bipartisanship, maybe that was the, back then they could work together to get things right for the country. But Bernie is not going after him for this one thing that a lot of people are talking about. It's Joe's, his continued mistakes that he makes on the air when he's talking, his confusion when he's talking about different things. Now, I can understand about missteps and all this because, you know what, when you're on the radio as much as we are, we make missteps. But his continue to seem to be... growing, and the question is, and this is from the Democrat, I'm reading this from Democrats, is does he have the stamina to go for a full-on election candidacy, and can he stand up to Trump? Even though that he's a year younger, but he's 77 years old, Sanders is 78. I'm not saying anything about the age. We're talking about things the Democrats have said themselves about Joe Biden. Yet it doesn't seem like Bernie is going to address that. And people get all upset from other parts of the Democratic community if you mention anything about Joe Biden and the missteps he makes when he's speaking. Saying he'd been arrested in South Africa wasn't true. He juxtaposes things in his mind about where he is and the things he's talking about. This could be for a variety of reasons, including just being excited and in the moment, probably. Oh, yeah, I got arrested in South Africa when I was visiting Mandela. Well, he didn't get arrested. He wanted to go through, and rightly so. Hey, I'm staying with the whole group here. I'm not going to go through a whites only door. Hey, good on you, Joe. But he wasn't arrested. They let him go on. It was just these are mistakes he's making that Democrats are bringing up. Republicans haven't really said that much about it. You'll see it on Fox News, but they, you know, they go into attack mode, just like MSNBC does. But this is something that I wonder if you're going to see this from Bernie during the debate. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with Shasta College. They've got, again, they've got some parts of their school that are just doing magnificently and training people and getting them ready for jobs out there. And something a little bit different this time. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:59 in the morning, 43 degrees.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted 1,500 points or 6% following similar drops in Europe. After a fight among major crude-producing countries jolted investors already on edge about the widening fallout from the outbreak of the new coronavirus. Energy and commodities analyst Phil Flynn with the Price Futures Group says while low oil prices are good for the consumer, they hurt the supplier.
Low oil prices should create demand. Low interest rates can. So I think at some point we're going to get a snapback, but that's not going to make the next couple months any nicer.
The benchmark U.S. crude price was down over 20%, the biggest daily drop since the Gulf War in 1991 to hit their lowest levels since 2016. GOP Senator Ted Cruz of Texas says he'll be working from home this week after coming into contact with somebody now known to have the coronavirus.
Senator Cruz says a person he shook hands with at the recent CPAC conference has turned out to be symptomatic for COVID-19. In a news release, Cruz says doctors have told him it's unlikely he was infected. Cruz notes that testing for the virus is not effective until after the manifestation of symptoms, of which he has none. Further, that his brief interaction with a known patient falls short of the CDC criteria for self-quarantine. Still, Cruz says he'll keep his distance from the Capitol and fellow lawmakers this week out of an abundance of caution. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Capitol's attending physician office says several members of Congress had contact with that person who attended a Maryland political conference and has subsequently developed the illness caused by the new coronavirus. Twitter says it's reached an investment deal with Silver Lake and Elliott Management that'll keep Jack Dorsey as the social media company's CEO. On Wall Street, the Dow was off 1,690 points. The NASDAQ is down 498. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/hats. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/hats. That's bamboohr.com/hats.
Plans are moving ahead for an oil pipeline beneath the area linking Lakes Huron and Michigan.
Despite pending legal challenges, Enbridge Incorporated has announced it's taken its first steps to build a disputed oil pipeline tunnel beneath the channel that links the two Great Lakes. The Canadian company wants to begin construction work next year on the tunnel, which would replace twin pipes that have lain across the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac in northern Michigan since 1953. George Bonzani reporting.
At least 10 people were killed and another 23 remained missing after a hotel being used in China's coronavirus fight suddenly collapsed. Authorities say 71 people had been trapped following the collapse of the building in the city of Guangzhou the previous evening. Firefighters working through the night and into the next day have rescued 38 people. The hotel is housing people who come from areas hit hard by the epidemic. More on these stories at townhall.com. The top Democratic presidential candidates are not receiving Secret Service protection because they haven't requested it.
At this point in the 2012 and 2016 presidential races, the leading candidates had Secret Service protection. However, neither Joe Biden nor Bernie Sanders is currently receiving protection because the agency says no one has asked for it. In a statement, the Secret Service said candidates must formally request protection through the Department of Homeland Security. By statute, the Secret Service protects the president and vice president and their families, as well as some other senior government officials. It is also authorized to provide protection to major party presidential candidates. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey has endorsed Joe Biden. Booker ended his own presidential bid in January, pledging, quote, to do everything in my power to elect the eventual Democratic nominee for president. News and analysis at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're celebrating over 10 years on the air here at KCNR. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. Today's the 9th of March. It's 8:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. It's your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And what's the weather look like there, sweetheart? As you hear the...
Okay, we're minus one microphone here, so just bear with us. It blew out yesterday. So we've got a studio full of people. We're just going to make this work. Slight chance of showers, then partly sunny with our highs of 64 today and our overnight lows of 41. Tuesday calls for sunny with a high near 75 and overnight lows of about 45. Wednesday calls for sunny with a high near 76. Beautiful skies, mostly clear Wednesday night with our overnight lows of 44. Thursday, sunny, 79. Ooh, we get right up into that warmer weather. Thursday night with our overnight lows of 45. Now, as we progress through the weekend, Saturday looks like a chance of rain. Saturday night, chance of rain and showers on a Sunday. The forecast and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. It's a veteran-owned company. Now let's go to the phones with Rally Sally, our Monday morning call. And what's happening, Rally, and what, Sally, Rally, what's happening?
Hi, good morning. Yes, tonight we're going to be talking about the election results. We've invited Patrick Jones to come in and talk about that a little bit. And also we have Janet Chandler coming in to talk about the Jefferson State Constitution, which is a rough draft of our state constitution.
Okay, that's tonight at 6 p.m.
I cannot hear the other. I cannot hear you.
Okay, it's tonight at 6
p.m. There we
go,
that's better.
Okay, we had to, we're switching microphones here to...
So
one of us is louder than the other one.
Tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, hey, it's that time of the month, and we have our friends on from Shasta College. And today, Shasta College, we have the food services and PTK and mentoring all here. And we're going to be talking to Denise Axel, who is the food services director, and Leslie Hino.
Hino.
Of course, if there's two ways of saying it, I'm usually... wrong.
That's okay. The rest of the world is wrong usually, too.
Okay. I know. Okay. Well, it does. Hein. That makes sense. Okay. The Denise, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. The Peter Griggs always brings in, you know, I'll read about who's coming in, and I'll go, But, you know, you all are so interesting in the things you end up talking about. I mean, every one of the brands, he brought in horticulture for an hour one time. And I sat there and went, we're going to talk horticulture at Shasta College for an hour. This is going to see how good I really am,
right,
you know, about keeping this going. As it turns out, it wasn't enough time. It was amazing. And I can just imagine being in the food services side of it. So, okay, who are you? Who's Denise? And what do you do? Well, I mean, food services, what?
Well, there's a lot.
Falls under that, right?
There's a lot of great programs at Shasta College, and food services, in my opinion, is one of them. I am the director of food services, and I also am a PTK, which is Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society advisor. I recently spearheaded the opening of Starbucks at Shasta College. I run the catering at Shasta College. I feed lots of students there, and we know that feeding them helps feed their education. And then more so than that, I get to have the blessing of mentoring many of our students that go through our program.
So all the food comes through you then. I guess I shouldn't put it like that, but
pretty much. Pretty much in some fashion or another at Shasta College.
I've eaten there before. Your chow's pretty good.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
No, I'm glad. It is. I mean, it's really tasty and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, see, when you're in the military, one of us is assigned, whoever gets the officer of the day, has to eat in the mess hall.
Uh-huh.
In the logbook that you keep, you have to go in and you have to make comments about the food because it's important. Because
right.
You want your Marines to be happy and eating and everything. And the types of food we've served all through the years I was in the Marine Corps changed. It used to be kind of like your basic meat and potatoes
right.
and fried stuff and all that.
Right.
And then toward the end there, I mean, I shouldn't say toward the end, in the last 10, 15 years, they started getting into salads and
right.
dietary things. You know, people could go into the high protein stuff. But you always had to put in the log. So usually you put in the log, ate at mess hall tonight. You know, you put in, you know, quality and quantity. You know, satisfactory or tasty and sufficient and things like that. Sometimes you'd see things in there like, this is really bad tonight, never eat the liver. Other things would be things like, oh, tomorrow morning is SOS. And so then, you know, most of us would converge on the mess hall for that. I mean, just, you know, okay.
I think that you have great stories. You know, and I'm sure that as you go through, you know, Shasta College and your different students that come through, Denise, what would you say, you know, mentoring is like the biggest compliment and the biggest life-changing, I think, aspect anyone can have is when you have a mentor and we carry that on. What made you decide to wear that cap?
I think it would be the way I was raised. My family brought me up to care for others and care for the world around me. And I saw my family model that, my grandfather model that in his restaurant business for many years. And honestly, it just is something that comes natural for me. The paycheck is nice at Shasta College. It obviously supports my basic needs that I have in this world, like all the rest of us. But the paycheck of mentoring fills your heart and blesses my life in a way that money cannot. And
I think that I love that because as a teacher, say, for instance, and when teachers, you've heard that some districts, teachers have had to, you know, buy their own products for their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only reason you're doing that is because you have in your heart, you have a love for it. And, you know, it's like buying extra nutrition for horses or some weird analogy, but, you know. Okay, so in your role as an employer, as a number of students, can you give us an insight of what it is to be a supervisor in the work atmosphere and what it is to mentor and teach them?
Well, at Shasta College, in our food services department, we employ about 20 student workers in my food service department, another 10 over in Starbucks. And so these are ages of young to middle-aged folks either reentering the work world or getting started in their educational journey. And being part of that and helping them get to their goals – like I said earlier, really is, the awesome paycheck that I get. I love what I do and I love, helping people who are also excited about going down that same path, especially in that culinary field. And, that's why Leslie's here too today, is that we have a strong passion for something similar. And so, joining hands and going down that journey is so rewarding at the end of the day. And I, get to meet these students all these years later and see where they've been. It's just pretty remarkable.
That's wonderful. So you keep up with a lot of your students afterwards.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And, and I had, you know, I know what that is to have had some mentors in my life that I would go back after graduating. I would go back and see them and just, you know, I just felt like they were very instrumental in giving me the strength or the insight or the finding a courage I didn't know I had or helping me be more accountable for my life. I think that's what mentors do. They'll help ring a bell in your existence that you really didn't know. They'll help you get stimulated or excited in something. So let's go to Leslie and tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I was the child of a military. My father was in the Navy. So I moved around a lot as a little girl growing up. And for me, food brings people together. So I chose to come to Shasta College and study culinary. Probably because of the time I spent in Italy as a little girl, just learning about food and Italian food and learning about my heritage. Denise and I are actually both Italian. We both come from different areas of Italy, but our families both are from Italy.
You're from northern Italy.
I am.
You know that? You know how I know that?
How do you know that?
Your name. Unless this is your married name.
No, not my married name.
Okay.
My marriage is a long and a rocky story.
No, okay. That's another day. That's a Thursday night show. That's always on Thursday nights. No, because the name Hino. So, and you said you were in Italy. That's probably northern Italy. It's close to Germany. So that's where it comes from. You don't have the names like Trattadora. Anyway, okay, hey, we have to take a quick break and not talk about your family history. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, two branches right here in town and one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. Professional, locally owned, locally operated. Going down to Cornerstone Bank, experience how they move local dreams forward. And they're not just kidding. That's not just a saying to them. They help businesses. They help people with homes. They help people in our community. 192 Hartnell Avenue in the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 1845 California Street, just one block south of Jack's. Going down, bankcornerstone.com for more information. We'll be right back.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard, hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. The guy behind you won't leave you alone.
New Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty?
For the morning lineup, right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 9th of March, 43 degrees out there. It's going to be partly cloudy today, going up to 64. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. They were in the service. He's a veteran. He had 25 years of outstanding service to all makes and models. They can work on them all. Totally professional. Show up on time when they're supposed to. Fix your systems, or they come through. We are on a six-month check that they come in, change the filters, make sure everything's working correctly, and they're out right after that. And we have no problems with our heating or cooling systems. You can give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. We're here today with Denise Axtell, who is the food services director over at Shasta College, and Leslie Hino, who is one of the students. And we kind of talked about how Leslie got in it, but what do you want to achieve out of this class, or these courses?
Well, I am a single parent of three small children, and I come from a domestic violence background. And because of that, I'm getting myself back up on my feet. I'm a part of the Shasta College CalWORKS program, part of Shasta College EOPS, and a couple of other great programs that are helping me stabilize my life and get back to where I need to be. And I am a triple major, and one of my majors is supposed to be a transfer to Chico. And when I'm done with that, I'll have a bachelor's in business administration, and I would really like to start a program that teaches single parents, single mothers, how on the SNAP program, on the California SNAP benefits program, how to cook healthy meals that their kids will actually eat, and to take food and take it out of the frozen section of our grocery stores and out of the drive-throughs of the restaurants and put it back at around our dining room tables, and to teach kids that vegetables aren't going to kill you, that they're actually really good. Because I have three little boys. The broccoli may kill you.
You know, here's the thing is what you're doing, I think, is great because it serves two or three different things that I can see. One, get them off the fast foods. Two, and the most important, so it should have been one, is you get them around the table where so much interaction goes on, so much learning and mentoring can go on. And so instead of, you know, them eating in the back seat of the car while you're going someplace, I mean, there's times you have to do that. But that family table is so important. And then, of course, using the program to teach them how to eat healthy. So that's just a wonderful plan that you have. And Denise, you have students that come through here, and obviously Leslie is one of your star pupils here. Obviously, you mm-hmm. bring her,
yes,
but obviously, you know, after talking to her, she's got her head screwed on right. So, what do you tell people about, you know, when you're in the culinary program there? You know, when they show up.
Well, my philosophy is you got to do what you love and love what you do. So working with somebody like Leslie is easy because she clearly loves food and loves making it be something that's enjoyable that brings people together. And so when we're working together, it's nothing but good times because we're bringing people together and we're enjoying that. So.
Now, you provide the food for the whole school.
Yes, under my direction. It happens under my direction.
Under your direction, yes. Of course. You're the boss. How many meals a day do you prepare, would you say?
I'd say we serve approximately Monday through Thursday on the average of 800 to 1,000, perhaps.
Okay. Now, does that include breakfast? Uh-huh. Do you all do breakfast mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. lunch and then some dinners or just...
Yes, a little earlier dinners, yeah.
Yeah, earlier dinners.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it could be a little more now that we have Starbucks on campus, but so my number used to be about 800, so I think it's higher now.
Okay. If you had obviously people that go through your course that mm-hmm. kind of stand out besides, you know, Leslie obviously stands out. Any others that have gone from your side into other things?
Oh, so many, many students, and I get lots of blessings as time goes on. Cheryl Moore is currently working on a master's and MBA. She started in culinary. She was a PTK student of mine at Shasta College, now working on an MBA and looking for doing a PhD. And that was a culinary student. Several different culinary students have come through the program. When I bring the students in and begin the employment speech, I tell them, you know, make sure you do what you want me to talk about later because chances are somebody will be calling for a reference and I'm an honest person. I'm going to tell the truth. So, I've had military first, Secret Service type references come through. I've had them reference for, you know, some big jobs and I was quite surprised at some of the cases that the students came that was like, wow, this person got a job as a, you know,
I had a friend that had the opportunity after he retired from the Marine Corps. He went to culinary school
uh-huh.
and had a chance to work at the White House. They were doing, because he already had his background checks to
right.
go there. He worked on desserts, I think. Now, what kind of jobs? I mean, as long as we're talking about it.
Oh, well, there's all kinds of, from entry level, you know, mm-hmm. frontline folks serving young people, whether I started out in the K-8. Environment. And so, whether it's serving the little guys or at the college level, but there's also dietary nutritional folks needed to plan menus and things like that. There's directors. I have a business degree. So running programs, being innovative thinkers and trying to, bring on new programs. So there's lots of different jobs, cooks, chefs, yeah. frontline, backline bookkeeping.
When you talk to people that have restaurants, it's very difficult for them to keep, you know,
oh, yes.
to get somebody that one can pass a background.
Right.
I don't know if it's just cooks or, but you cook 12,000 meals a day.
Yeah.
So it's a lucrative business out there, and that's I can't think the kind of bottom line on Shasta College is the people that run through these courses like Leslie have got, you know, plans and they can get jobs right after this.
And they go change the world, and that's even the better part is seeing them go out and making a difference and working with somebody like Leslie that wants to go teach other low-income folks how to make their life better. I mean, that what a better way to be a mentor to somebody that somebody's it, so anxious.
You can
to
have low income, but you can still have clean clothes.
That's right.
You can still
eat well,
healthy food.
That's right.
And all that. And Leslie, still, I applaud you for what you want to do. I can just see this as being something that, you know, you're reaching out and touching thousands of people with your program on how to cook economically, but tasty.
Yep. I think tasty is important with anything. I love teaching people how to cook. My passion for cooking actually is pastry, so French pastry and Italian pastry and actually cheesecake. I love making cheesecake.
I'm appalled that Peter Griggs did not have you all.
I don't think Peter got the memo. So you
No,
really
I'm appalled that he didn't have you all bring in some stuff today that we could just say,
You're welcome anytime to come to Shasta College and have lunch
we've,
on
We've
Leslie
been over
and
there. We've been over there, and your food's
over.
Great. Okay. Anyway, hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Denise Axto, who is the food services director over there, and Leslie Heino, who is a student with a great plan on what she wants to do with her future. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
You bet.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. You know, Orchard Nutrition, you talk about nutrition. This was started back in 1982 by Joe Martino because he could not find a place in town that offered him the kinds of food that he wanted. He was fighting cancer. And so he started his home place. I think that's the best thing to do. Now, we're talking about an establishment, a business, a family business, a local family business who's been best in the North State for so many times. I think they retired the category because he had won every time. 100% certified organic produce. His grocery selection is huge. Vitamins and supplements, he has people assigned that are dietitians that will help you with what you need. This and free classes on health and nutrition. All of this at Orchard Nutrition. Over in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. It's where we go. That's where we hang out when we're looking for the food or supplements or the additives that you want to put in that are absolutely healthy. We'll be right back, 8:31 in the morning, 44 degrees out there, with our next portion of Shasta College and the arts.
Tell me, do you want to go? We're coming in our car tonight. Where the runaways are better tonight. Impossible comes true. It's taking over you. We light it up. We won't come down. And the sun gets dark right now. Watching it come true. It's taking over you.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine.
We feel incredible.
Ooh, I heard about that. Can it really help you fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming our feet on either side.
But can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and automatically adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
I don't think it's a secret anymore.
Sleep Number. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep from $9.99.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:35 in the morning here on March the 9th, 2020. 44 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. If you're looking for a place that's going to help you with your insurance needs, go to Judy Maxwell. She's been doing this since 1993, and her financial segment, or from financial division, is second to none. Give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive.
Well, good morning, everybody, and we are, of course, here with our monthly segment with Shasta College. We have some of the kids in. We're minus a microphone right now, so everybody's going to have to work with us here. So I'm going to be conducting this interview, and we are talking about an upcoming show called Wolves. We are here with Matt McDonald, Alondra Palares Aguilar. Ooh, I said it. Oh, it was in the ballpark. Emma Richardson and Jack Loprich. These are actors and directors and some of the folks that are involved with this upcoming show, Wolves. So who would we go to first to talk about, okay, for our listeners, driving, listening in their garage as they're cleaning or in their house, and we have loyal listeners. How do we tell people about what is the play Wolves? What is it about? Who's the creator of Wolves, and what are we going to experience? Who do we go to first?
Well, I will give you a brief overview. I'll just start out, and then I'll leave it to our cast and crew here. This is a very unique show. It's very, very modern. It's written within the last couple of years. It's written in a very conversational style. It's on stage, including the entire audience is on stage.
Oh.
With in the bleachers with the actors on the field. And it's an all-female cast, and it explores issues that are modern and that you really have not seen discussed on stage, and not in a heavy-handed way. It's a charming play, and it's not until afterwards you really start to think you might have seen something really deep and meaningful. While you're watching it, it's charming, it's beautiful, it's fun. Jack?
And soccer, let's just move that mic around. Don't worry about it. Get your face right front and center. You know I could say that to actors. Get your face right up in that red ball. So now we're speaking to Jack Loprich. Soccer. How does soccer weave into the show?
It's the whole show is soccer. I mean, that's all
okay.
They do.
Okay.
Every single bit of the play takes place on a soccer field. Over the course of the play, you'll see them warm up for soccer. They'll do soccer exercises. They'll pass the ball around. They'll juggle. So soccer kind of acts as like a backdrop for the entire performance. I wouldn't say that the play itself is about soccer, but it's used to as sort of almost like a catalyst to start these conversations and to bring the girls, the team together. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's your role in this?
I'm the stage manager for the show.
You're the stage manager, yeah. So you got to make sure that the soccer ball is at a certain filled a certain way.
Sure. I mean, we have to make sure it's placed on stage, but you know, really, they're the ones that that are moving it around on there. Yeah.
So there's no deflate gate going on here.
No.
Right. Okay. All right. Let's go to the girls here. And I don't, I ladies, girls. I mean, I don't care. I call myself a girl or a lady. So our female actors here, Alondra Perales Aguilar. Alondra, let's go with you first. Let's get you in front of the blue mic there. And let's talk about what kind of special training did you have to go through? And you are in the play.
Yes, I am an actor. So one of the trainings that we did have to go through was once a day every week. For rehearsal, we had the coach from the actual Shasta College girls soccer team come in and kind of like help us go through the motions of how to kick the ball right. We've done a few drills so that we know kind of how a game actually works. That's like the extent of it mostly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we practice every day before we start rehearsals. We run drills. We pass the ball.
Did you know anything about soccer before you played? Have you ever played soccer?
Yes, I played soccer for 6 years.
Oh, that's big. Okay, yeah. That's great. No.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful sport. I know our granddaughter has gone, played club as well as school soccer since she was, 10 years old all the way through senior school. And our daughter says that was what really helped keep her on track. She's a great student, but it kept her disciplined. Do you feel like soccer was in a big influence in your life?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I grew up watching soccer mostly, and I always wanted to play. And then 7th grade in middle school, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And then I played 7th and 8th grade and then all throughout high school. So
you were on the team.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Did you play club sports or was it basically?
No, it was mostly just school sports.
Okay, but excellent. Look at here, you're doing a play about soccer.
Yeah.
So did they come to you? Or are there other, and we'll move on to Emma in a second. But are the other girls in the cast soccer players, or are there people who've never played soccer and they come to you like, what does that mean?
It's great. It's a mix of both. There have been some people who've played about the same time as me or even longer.
Okay.
And then there's some people who are like, I've never seen a soccer ball before in my life. So, I don't know. It's been fun. I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed helping. I've enjoyed playing with them.
Okay, well let's go to Emma for a minute. Let's get that. Yeah, there you go. How you doing, Emma? Have you played soccer before?
I have never played soccer before. I am not an athletic sport person. I'm an actor by trade and by choice. So,
do you feel that like with the doing the drills and kind of getting ready that maybe it brought you closer together as an ensemble?
Absolutely.
That you're like kicking the ball and you have to communicate on a different level.
Yeah.
That could possibly bring you together. Like you're doing like a team sport, mm-hmm. and it's not just about you. It's
yeah.
about the team and acting on stage.
Yeah. I always make the joke that acting is a team sport, the theater is a team sport, and so now it's like it's very literal in this show. But it's super fun. I think it absolutely has brought us closer together as a team. There's something about, like on Saturday, we put on our jerseys and we like ran through the show for the first time, and us being in our jerseys, like being in our soccer shoes, like being on stage, it was so like this like, I don't know, it felt good. Like, felt like we were a team, a real team. It felt really good.
Okay, so, Matt, let's go back to you, and I'm going to just bounce all over here because we're going to be going all the way to the 9 o'clock hour. We have a few minutes left in this segment. Tell us about the playwright, and let's talk about, I love the concept of the fact you're in a bleacher, you're on stage, but the cast is almost like Theater in the Round. So let's talk about the playwright, and the show is called Wolves. So if you're just tuning in, you're thinking we're talking about soccer. Well, it is about a girls' soccer team, but it should be very interesting. I love the concept. Can we talk a little bit about the playwright and how you guys discovered this and et cetera?
Sure. Our director, Dr. Gregory Thorson, out at the college, found the play and has seen it produced a couple of times, and was very excited when we got the script. When we all opened it, it's written in a very interesting way. It's written in six columns, per page. And so all of the overlapping of dialogue that you'll hear, that's all planned and rehearsed and sounds very natural, but it is all in the script.
Columns.
Yeah.
Can you share with me? I mean, usually when you read a script, it's like Jane, but line. Yeah. And
right.
then maybe a reaction or blah, blah, or sound effects or blah, blah, blah. And the next one is Sally. I didn't say that, you know, yeah. So what do columns mean?
Well, you have that in six rows, in six columns on the page. So you have basically six little plays happening at once on stage between each individual character.
Yeah, I mean, it's a show about, girlhood. It's a show about, like, being a teen girl and being a woman and what that means and becoming a woman. So it's very reminiscent of the way teenage girls actually talk. So they're overlapping dialogue, and then you're in a conversation, and then you're in another conversation, and the conversations intersect, and now we're all talking about something, and then we go back to talking about three different things. I cried the first time I read the show. Like, it's a physical experience for the audience. That's what I hope, at least, that they're coming away feeling something in their body. It's incredible. It's an incredible script.
And maybe if you have girls in your life or you know, daughters or sisters, and maybe this is even more of a insight.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like it's very current.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious about the playwright, who's Sarah Delap.
Mm-hmm.
And what her inspiration was.
She talks about it in the preface of the show, there's a preface section, and she actually never played soccer, but she picked soccer because it's a physical thing, and so she wanted to kind of exemplify women's bodies not as objects, but as, like, she talks about it being, like, before war, like, it's just, like, battlefield plays, like, these women are going to war together, and
Totally. Yeah. I mean, you know, Alondra can attest to this, that I know, I mean, here's her sweet little granddaughter, but when she was, like, a titan out there, she was like, what? I mean, yellow flags or white flags everywhere, and she was so scrappy. It was kind of scary how scrappy she got. So, and I love that. I love scrappiness.
Yeah, for sure. You never leave the field without either a new stain on your shorts or a new bruise, a new scrape.
Yeah.
Especially on turf. Oh,
all
my
right.
Lord.
Okay, well, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're talking to the students at Shasta College. It's an up. It's a brand new a show that's called Wolves. We're going to be giving tickets away. And we're talking with Matt McDonald, Alondra Perales Aguilar, Emma Richardson, and Jack Loprich. We're going to talk more about what it is to be in the acting classes at Shasta College, more about the play, and you don't want to go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5, Your Talk Radio.
Promote your locally owned business on KCNR, Redding's only locally owned radio station. Brand your business through one of our advertising packages or by sponsoring a Colt 45's live broadcasted game. Call KCNR at 605-4565.
Get a 20-year, 200,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost with every new 2020 Kia model exclusively at Redding Kia. 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to reddingkia.com.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted.
who am I not to give them to? Him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR. We are here with Shasta College, our monthly segment, and in the studio with me today is Matt McDonald, Alondra Perales Aguilar. I keep asking her because I know that I might be not saying it exactly. Emma Richardson and Jack Loprich. They are with the cast and crew of the upcoming show that begins this Friday called Wolves. And as you, if you're just tuning in, this is like a very unusual theater experience that we're bringing to Shasta College, where only 100 people per show get to come in. It's like a bleacher-style performance, which means, of course, you're going to move all the seats around inside the theater. And it's like a soccer-themed show. Girls playing soccer, thus Wolves. Let's talk a little bit more. Let's go back to Alondra, if you can get into the microphone there. And let's talk about your Shasta College experience. What does being in the theater department and this show bringing to you, right? Like, have you had an awakening or an aha? What's this doing for you in your program with your own personal studies?
It's actually really interesting. I feel like theater at this point is like my second home. Like, I go through a really hard day of school. I'm like, oh, I'm tired. I don't want to do anything. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I have rehearsal. And so I get really excited when it comes to theater. I'm a theater major, so, like, this is a big portion of my life.
Really?
So the fact that I was in a soccer team and doing theater, my life has come full circle to this moment. And I hope it's not its peak. So.
Well, what do you plan on doing with your studies when you're finished and you get this degree?
I'm planning on transferring to either CSU Northridge or CSU Ooh. East Bay, get my teaching credentials, and teach drama Ooh. To high schoolers.
And maybe a little, JV soccer on the side.
Maybe.
Or varsity, whatever.
We'll see.
Or just, club, whatever it is. That sounds really cool. I love the direction. And let's go back over to Emma. Emma, what I've seen you in some productions before. Mm-hmm. You've been on our show. So what about the theater department for you? And what are you doing? Is this your major, or do you have another major, or share with our audience?
I am a theater major. I've been involved in the Shasta College Theater Department since I was actually a junior in high school, so I've been here for a very long time. I am planning to transfer in the fall. I'm not sure where yet, but I'm kind of collecting my acceptance letters. But the theater department has been a really great place for me to play. Actually, Jack and I got to go to a theater festival this month because of the theater department. Me and Micah Duclos, who was in A Few Good Men, got nominated for a scholarship, and so we got to go and perform and just be at this theater festival for a week. So it's been this great place for me to learn and to grow. It's been really incredible. It's been definitely been my home, I think, the way Alondra said.
So you're graduating when?
In May. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And for this play, I know you've done several, but what is the role of Wolves so far? Even though you've been rehearsing it, mm-hmm. but you're going to be executing it on Friday.
Yeah.
Where you go live. So far, what has that meant for you, this play?
I think it being an all-female cast has been, honestly, like, one of the greatest experiences. Theater is so often a place where there's like one token woman or a few token women, actually in an area where there are lots of actresses that would love to be acting. So being in this show that's like all of us being, it's been incredible, and it's such a unique experience. Also with the way that the stage is, that being able to perform truly in a black box setting with the audience on the stage with us, I'm so excited to be able to, see their reactions and feed off their reactions more than you normally would be able to in the typical proscenium theater. So,
Jack, could you share with our listeners, what is a black box setting?
So a black box is you're going to have an audience on usually like three, maybe four sides, and you're a lot closer to the actors than you would be in, you know, a proscenium setting. So if you've ever been in the Shasta College Theater, it's big, and if you're sitting in the back row there, you're going to be a really, really far away from the actors. You're going to have maybe trouble seeing what their faces are, but in our case, we've put the bleachers right onto the stage on either side, and we've built our own little mini soccer stadium. So you're going to be able to basically see everything that happens on the actors' faces, and you know they're going to be acting to two sides. It's going to be a different experience.
So if you're sitting there, you're actually looking through the legs. Are they above you, or you're at floor ground? So like where I think about of a boxing ring. When I think about a boxing ring right now, and you're looking, and you're – you can see their legs. I mean, you can look up, but you're going, your visuals right through the legs.
So I know, I think the actual playing ground, where the actor's going to be working, is going to be below the audience. So you're still looking down on the audience. You'll be more.
Bleachers looking down. Exactly. Okay, got it. Okay, because I'm a super visual person.
Right.
And so, Jack, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you plan on taking your career, and what does this, being stage manager, that's what you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What does that mean for you, and what has this particular production added to your life?
Sure. So usually I'm actually an actor first, and anything tech comes second. And, you know, I was, you know, a little disappointed this semester that it was going to be an all-female cast. You know, I don't get to be in the show, but, you know, Greg came to me, and he offered me, you know, the unique opportunity to be the stage manager. And I've worked in crew before. I used to do crew stuff in Sacramento, and, you know, I've done, like, ASM stuff. But this is my first time being the stage manager, so I've learned a lot. It's a lot of responsibility to take on that role. Luckily, this is a very easy show to stage manage, so it's very good to be the first show to stage manage was this one. So I'm actually working on my theater degree right now. I intend to graduate at the end of this semester, and I hope to transfer up to Southern Oregon University and keep working on that sort of life, I guess. So, yeah.
Right. Well, I would think being stage manager, you would have to have would help develop the skills that, you know, when you're working in a theater production, you're worried about your lines, you're worried about your mark, your entrances, that you can, if somebody flubs a line, that you're able to get in there, so you have to not know only yours, but theirs. Mm-hmm. But as a stage manager, that is a huge responsibility. Now you're bringing on a complete different, like you're building the house, you're setting the furniture in the house. I mean, you have to know everybody's lines and exactly everything going on, right?
So, yeah, being a stage manager is a lot like being an actor in that you do have a team. So it's not just me, you know, doing the whole show. I have a team to fall back
on. You're responsible for the whole thing.
So for me, during the actual show, I'm doing what's called calling the show. I'm calling out the little tech cues that we have, and I have, you know, a team of, you know, lights people, you know, people who are moving stuff on stage, sound, and they're all, you know, performing those cues, and I just am in charge of when they happen, basically.
And so you've been in how many productions at Shasta College now?
Oh, just the one, just two, I guess. This one, and then I was in A Few Good Men last semester, so I've just been here actually a little less than a year.
Okay, well, congratulations on that. And finally, let's go to Matt, who we know is a renowned actor in the Reading area in Shasta. You do makeup. You're phenomenal in most of the things that you do. You've carried one act plays, one person plays, where there's just you and another person in ensemble. You've been here, and your love of theater is exemplary in everything that you do.
Thank you.
So what are you doing again on this production? Because I've been so involved with the kids. Let's go back to the square one. What are you doing on this production?
I work out at the college. I teach my makeup class, which I love, so look into that. It's a wonderful class, and we always get a good group of enthusiastic people learning crazy stuff to do with your face. but for the shows, I am more of an acting coach, theater coach for the students who are going in. Maybe that's their first play, and try to help them get used to the culture, rehearsals, and the performance without driving them too crazy.
Well, thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Alondra, Emma, and Jack, thanks for being with us this morning, and Peter for always bringing in somebody else. I do have tickets if you would like to go to the Wolves performance and see this, what we've been talking about, this show about girls and soccer and, like, a very unique kind of setting for a play. And we always know that Shasta College, you never leave being disappointed with a theatrical production at Shasta College. You can call us at 605-4567. Sue's at the helm. She'll take tickets and calls. We can give you tickets away right now. So give us a call. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you once again for Shasta College. We are going to take a goodbye break now. And thanks so much, Sue, for dealing with us as we've got a little bit of a microphone issues this morning. But again, 605-4567, you'll get your tickets now. We'll be back tomorrow morning with Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the coronavirus and what's happening in Shasta County. Thank you, and remember what Carl says. It's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
Down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.